With the fall theater season heating up the cooler nights comes the latest collaboration between creator-deviser Jared Hansen and the endlessly inventive Acme Corporation, a new theatrical experiment or exploration titled Vesper, performing in Baltimore at the Voxel from October 16th through November 2nd. With me in the studio is Hansen, who conceived and directed. Joining us over Zoom is Allie Ibeck, one of the performing company and co-devisors of the piece. Welcome to you both.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Let's start with the work itself. Jared, this probably goes to you. This takes its name from Evening Star, also a term for the Christian Evening Prayer Service. And you offer not a linear plot so much as a series of, I think, related ruminations on light, on dark, on rituals, on dreams, healing, danger, so much more. Whence the idea for this, and what have you all discovered as you have explored?
Since childhood, I've had a fascination with the nighttime and the awe, the wonder, the fear, the thrill, the magic that it inspires. And I've really been thinking a lot about what feels like the dark times and the darkness that we're in. And the night to me felt like the perfect vehicle to explore all the rituals and all the ways since ages past that humanity has navigated through dark times and used the stars to navigate, created myths and legends, lighting the fire, lamplighters, how we find meaning in our dreams to process all that we're going through and ways to connect to make it through the dark to refind the light. And I thought that Vesper felt like the perfect title as an encapsulation of ritual and music, all of the things that I really wanted to incorporate aesthetically into the piece.
Within those parameters, Allie, in true Baltimore DIY fashion, you and the rest of the performing company have also helped devise the text, the movement, to really shape the show. How has that development process for you turned those questions, that world, into a specific performance for you? How do you bring the development experience of that into what you're performing on stage?
Something that's really beautiful about working on this piece is that we're all guided through Jared's methodology throughout the rehearsal process. We were learning the same language as far as the parameters of our exploration, which allowed us to really work together to uncover some of these scenes. And a real joy in that has been, of course, in a devising process, you have parts of a show that might not necessarily make the cut in performance, but it lives in the characters and what we've all experienced as devisers. All of the work that folks have done working with Jared on this piece for a year still shows in the scene work, whether it's through a piece of text that remains or a gesture, an exchange between characters. Even a simple exchange has been kind of boiled down oftentimes from many other iterations of that same scene. So it's been really precious, the moments that have been kept. Even, you know, watching scenes from the wings, these little moments are actually many, many explorations that the whole creative team has gone through to get to the piece that audiences will see until November 2nd.
Following up on that, the piece frames the characters and their identities largely in the fashion of archetypes, roles that they play, how they fit into the world. How does that then translate into the kind of personal and individual psychology that you might bring to the specificity of performance?
I can speak for myself. My character is the seeker. Throughout the play, I'm seeking knowledge, connection, understanding. For me, I'm always revisiting the word seek. What am I finding in this scene? What is the through line for my character, especially as scenes are added or it's sometimes shelved? For me, it's always been revisiting my character's journey. Sometimes that is an actor homework outside of what we're making in rehearsal, going back to the text later on and saying, okay, what does this new journey look like for me? And kind of having that archetype as a touchstone to consistently be revisiting and reinventing.
And Jared, you conceived this and have curated it through the lens of that archetypical journey, through the myth and ritual that you were talking about. I'm curious whether that framework for you, does that live more in the mythic and ritual world, more as an exploration of dreams, or perhaps a combination of those?
I think yes. Yes to both of those things.
And.
Absolutely. It was also a really useful touchstone for the dramaturgy because it's nonlinear. It can be very easy for things to just bleed off and go into chaos. And so to help keep my brain focused on who are these individuals, how do they relate to each other, who is the right character to highlight in this moment, and why, these archetypes served as my own little guardrails to keep things focused. And I will say that those archetypes are not listed in the program, so the audience has no idea who these character names are, because I didn't want to give them a problem to solve. It was helpful for us as the creative team to hopefully find some grounding for the actors as well. But from my perspective, it's like the ensemble. It's really ensemble-oriented.
The exploration, the discovery, the questions without problems to solve of Vesper runs at the Voxel through November 2nd. Tickets and more information are at voxel.org. I want to thank Jared and Allie for your time today. Thanks for sharing your thoughts on this exciting piece.
Pleasure. Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.